The next patient is Janet Allwood. The last name is Allwood, A-L-L-W-O-O-D like in Delta, Allwood. Janet, number one, this is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Without evidence of significant proteinuria, period, the patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, period. This patient has coronary artery disease, has been very compensated, but we have to keep that in mind. In the most recent laboratory workup, that was on April the 26th of 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 1.45 and estimated eGFR of 49. This patient had a hyperfiltration. The fasting blood sugar at that time was 226. Serum electrolytes with the normal limits. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C 9%, and the reason was the patient received steroid shots a couple of days before the fasting blood sugar. In the long run, she has been without glimepiride because she was having periods of hypoglycemia, but evidently this didn't help. At this point, she's back on the glimepiride and monitoring the blood sugar, and she knows what to do. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The current lipid panel, she has a cholesterol of 200, and LDL cholesterol is 140, and the HDL is 31. The serum triglycerides is 158. The patient has been taking 80 milligrams of atorvastatin, and the patient was advised to stay away from fatty food, fried food, etc. Following number. The patient has hypoparathyroidism after thyroidectomy. She has been replaced with calcitriol 0.5 and vitamin D3 and calcium. The serum calcium is with normal limits. Following number, hypothyroidism and status post-thyroidectomy. Post-thyroidectomy, the patient is on the replacement therapy, T3, T4, and TSH with a normal range. Following over arterial hypertension under control, the blood pressure reading today 113 over 60. Following number, the patient is overweight. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes in the reviewing of the labs, in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.